You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Umar Ahmed for IFL TV, proudly sponsored by Everlast. We're at grand arrivals of Canelo Bivol in May. It's September, it's mayhem again, but yeah, it doesn't really get much bigger than Canelo Golovkin. Is this the biggest venture you've done since moving to the US?
Oh, definitely in the US. I mean, look, Billy Joe Saunders' fight was massive, 74,000 people. But this fight, you know, the trilogy between two icons, really, of the modern generation of boxing. You can see just from the turnout here, it's going to be absolutely mental in the T-Mobile on Saturday. I think we're going to get an unbelievable fight. I think it's an unbelievable fight card from top to bottom, and they're going to face off in about 20 minutes here. And you know, sometimes it's not really a day that goes past without aggravation or something going wrong in boxing, but every now and again you've got to actually just pinch yourself and say, we are in the lobby of the MGM Grand and I am promoting Canelo against Triple G3 with our amazing team from Matchroom Boxing. We're just a little company from Essex out here taking over the boxing world, and we should take every second in this week.
Have you had your picture yet with the Vegas sign?
No, not yet. I will do that.
Eddie, we will talk about Canelo Golovkin. I'm sure we'll catch up in a press conference, etc. But let's just go back to Britain for a second. Lots of things happening. So, Anthony Joshua and 258 put a statement out yesterday saying they accept every term that Tyson Fury and Frank Warren put to them. So, can you just touch on that, please?
Just what you said. I mean, look, it's all very amicable, so there's nothing really to go backwards and forwards on. We received an offer. We tried to negotiate that offer. We weren't happy with a lot of it. But we were told unequivocally, no movement, accept it or go away. And we went, all right, we accept it. AJ's wanted that fight for so long. He accepted every term that was put to him by Tyson Fury. We accepted that on Friday. We're still waiting for the contract. But, you know, I spoke to George Warren this morning. He said we'll have that over the next couple of days. And I hope, you know, December 3 becomes a reality. There's no reason it shouldn't do. No one from their team is making me feel like it shouldn't. I won't get too excited yet. Don't forget, we signed for this fight previously, and hopefully we can sign for it again, and hopefully it'll happen.
I had a conversation with George Warren this morning, and he said the same thing as you just said. A contract will be coming your way this week. Is there anything that will prevent this fight from happening?
Always. Look, we've still got to work out the broadcast situation, but you know, BT and The Zone are very excited, and I think the talks will be very proactive and productive for those guys to work together and move forward. It's the biggest fight in boxing. Everybody wants to be a part of it. There's still conversations to be had, and things can always break down. That's why I don't want to get too excited, because we've been here before. But you know, we've accepted terms to fight Tyson Fury before. The fight didn't happen. It was out of our control. Maybe it was out of Tyson Fury's control, but right now there doesn't seem to be any reason for the fight not to happen, but we'll see.
Eddie, have you had conversations with George about that fight being a dual broadcast?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I met with George on Friday. I was on the phone to him today. It has to be a dual broadcast. You know, AJ's got an exclusive worldwide agreement with The Zone, obviously Fury with BT, but I don't, you know, from The Zone's point of view, I believe they're happy to have a dual broadcast with that. BT the same from what I'm being told. So, of course, those conversations have to take place. But I don't see anybody with any other intentions other than trying to make it happen.
In terms of major issues, apart from that TV hurdle getting crossed, which from what you're saying, from what they're saying, can be done, are all the major issues sort of resolved now?
Yeah, I mean, you really got minor issues now. You know, you're talking about, I don't know, hotels, tickets, like stuff that shouldn't really be a problem. Can be a problem sometimes, but rarely stops a fight. You know, with any major fight to be agreed, generally the purse, the split, you know, if there's a rematch clause which they've asked for, which we've accepted, like that, they're the key terms. The fight can always break down, but ultimately there was no mucking around from Anthony Joshua. He's wanted this fight for a long time. He knew that if this is real, the only chance he had was just to accept all the terms that had been offered to him, and he did that.
Credit to him for doing that, jumping in with Tyson Fury. But from another point of view, coming off two losses, could have been logical to do something else for Anthony Joshua.
Yeah, but I think for Anthony Joshua, you got to understand, he's a guy that always wants to take on challenges. He's wanted the Tyson Fury fight forever, and he feels that if he don't take it now, he may never get that fight. So he feels, you know, the plan coming off the Usyk defeat was to have a fight in December, was to fight maybe in February or March, fight Dillian White, fight Wilder. But this presented itself out of nowhere, and he wants to accept it. He's the boss. He's never turned down a challenge. He wants to give the public the biggest fight of all time. Would we rather be coming off a win? Sure. But he still believes he can win the fight. We believe he can win the fight. He's the underdog, again. But take your hat off to this man. I mean, again, I don't want to bore everyone with the old Dillian White, Charles Martin, Brazil, Molina, Klitschko, Takam, Parker, Povetkin, Ruiz, Pulev, Usyk, Fury. That would be the run, and that's the best run of any modern day heavyweight. So it's a very tough fight, but he accepts the challenge.
Should he take a fourth career loss on December 3rd and a third one in a row? Where does he go from there?
He's in the same position he is right now, in all honesty. You're losing to great fighters, but we don't intend to lose. But you know, it's very harsh on people to talk about defeats when you're fighting that caliber. If you want him not to suffer defeat, I'll keep him unbeaten for the rest of his career. He doesn't want that. I don't want it. You don't want it. Fans don't want it. We can't walk down the street for the last 3 or 4 years without people saying to us, when's the Fury AJ fight? Well, guess what? It might be December 3rd.
Should that fight happen, what's going to happen with the undercard situation? Is it their show? Is it Queensbury's show? Obviously, the contract hasn't come through yet.
No, look, that sort of stuff, I'm not going to stop the fight from happening with ego. It's Queensbury and Matchroom. You know, we've already talked about doing fights together. The undercard will slot into place once we get the bigger issue resolved. So, firstly, let's get a contract. Secondly, let's let the broadcasters talk. And thirdly, let's keep the momentum going to make this happen.
Aside from Fury Joshua as well, I know you guys won't be making fights every week, but the fact that you've met George Warren, there's a line of communication there. How good is that for British boxing?
It's good. I mean, you know, I've never met George before. I've met Francis on a number of occasions. We've always got on. And I've got on with George, you know. I think sometimes history is too far ingrained in some people where you just can't make it happen. But all the conversations with George have been around this fight and a couple of other conversations about other fights as well. But our focus, both of us, right now is to try and make this fight. Yeah, other fights can come and they can follow, and it's very positive. But again, one step at a time. Let's not get carried away. We have an opportunity here to make the biggest fight ever in British boxing, the biggest fight in boxing, and we'll see if it can become a reality.
Eddie, get your reaction to Alexander Usyk saying he will train Anthony Joshua for this fight.
Maybe we'll accept that. You know, he's got a great boxing mind. So we'll see. Let's get the fight signed first, and the training schedule will fall into play.
Eddie, what the hell is going on with Eubank Jr. and Conor Benn?
All good. I mean, you know, I'd landed yesterday. It was a very brutal experience yesterday because I had 10 hours on the flight with no Wi-Fi. It weren't working. I was like sweating the whole way and it was awful. And when I landed, I was bombarded with all this stuff. Obviously, that's come from Chris Eubank Sr., who, say, has no say in the fight. Of course, he's the father. But Chris Eubank Jr. is fully committed to the fight. Spoke to Cali Sowland, who's obviously spoke to Jr. 100% the fight is happening. Ronnie Davis is very happy with where he's at, with his weight. The British Boxing Board of Control have come on and said, we're happy with his weight as well. Let's make one thing clear. this is a much bigger disadvantage to Conor Benn than it is to Chris Eubank Jr. I think Chris Eubank Jr. has weighed 158 something before. He's got to come down like a pound and a half lower than his lowest ever weight. Conor Benn's got to come up 10 pounds, two divisions, to take on a much bigger man. So Chris Eubank Jr. would have to retire from boxing, not if he gets beat by Conor Benn, if he didn't accept the fight, which he signed for, which he will. He believes he can win this fight. I believe he'll make £157. But make no mistake, Conor Benn is the one with the big cojones that's stepping up and taking on the much, much bigger man. He's at a much bigger disadvantage in this fight. There's no moaning for him. He's ready, he's committed, and Chris Eubank Jr. is 100% in the fight as well.
I don't know whether it's just Senior making comments for the sake of it, or it's a ploy for them to get the rehydration clause changed.
The contract's signed. The terms are agreed. Chris Eubank Jr. had those terms. Chris Eubank Sr. saw those terms. It's not come out of the blue for anybody. There's penalties in place for missing the weight. I don't believe he'll miss the weight because I think he'll be letting himself down, and I think he'll let the public down. And I think he's a good pro, Eubank Jr. I'm confident he'll make the weight, and Conor Benn's ready. You know, all this just adds fuel to the fire for one of the biggest British fights of all time, October the 8th at the O2. It's going to be wild.
Well, he's eating KFC 3 weeks ago. He's having chocolates and dessert this morning back in Brighton.
Let's be honest, like, if you believe that, you're a mug. He's training hard for this fight. He knows he's got a certain weight to make. He's going to do everything he can to make it. I'm not part of the Chris Eubank Jr. team, but I believe in him that he'll want to do things right. He'll want to be professional. He'll want to be a man of his word. And he'll be in that fight on October 8th.
Just to the fans, a last comment. That fight is going to happen.
You've heard from Cali Sowland. This fight is on. There's no one pulling anyone out of the fight. As I said, Chris Eubank Jr. would have to retire in shame if he pulled out of this fight, because the whole British public is... He knows the weight. Ronnie Davies came out last night and said, weight's fine, not an issue. British Boxing Board of Control have weighed him. Very happy. Fight's on.
This hasn't messed with Conor's head.
Conor's focused. Conor's fiery, and he's got to keep those emotions in check on October the 8th because he wants to take Eubank's head off. But he's got to be smart in this fight. He's got to be experienced. He's got to use the experience that he has had in these big occasions, especially at the O2, and he's got to box to a game plan. He's got to be ferocious and spiteful, and it's going to be a war.
Absolutely huge numbers on Matchroom's YouTube channel.
The size of the fight. This could be the biggest pay-per-view we've ever done. Honestly, the numbers that we're seeing, incredible. And we're ready here for another incredible week on Saturday.
Yeah, IFL numbers on that Matchroom YouTube one. What did you make of the face-off and what they were saying?
I thought Addy done a great job. Eubank was hilarious. I really like to see people's personalities come out. You see Chris Eubank Jr. He's funny. He's intelligent. He's sharp. You know, and Conor's just great value all the time. Two of them mix so well. So much more great content to come in, including a big terrestrial documentary on the big fight, which we'll announce soon.
Thank you, Eddie. Sports Social Podcast Network.